Hi, I'm Erin Marcus, former corporate executive turned entrepreneur and founder and CEO of Conquer Your Business. Welcome to the Ready Yet podcast. We're excited to bring you more than 100 episodes of interviews and insights designed to help entrepreneurs get the financial and emotional freedom they need in order to build a business and a life they're proud of.
All right. Hello, hello, and welcome to this episode of the Ready Yet podcast, where I've been talking to, I didn't know your nickname, LinkedIn Larry, but I've been talking to Mr. Larry Kaufman, and I'm excited about this conversation because it's a topic that I didn't realize I was good at. It was probably just an extension of how I grew up. But now that I've put intention behind it, as I've grown my business, but this idea of networking, of growing your network, there's so many amazing ways to do this now. We watch people do it wrong. I try to lead with empathy, not because they are jerks, but just because they don't know a better way, right? So I can't wait to give some specifics and learn more about you and how you do all this and how you came to be doing all this. So why don't you give everybody a bit of a formal introduction to who you are and what you do?
So my name is Larry Kaufman. I'm here in the Chicago area. And what I do is I am a giver and a connector first and foremost. So I'm very focused. I guess you say it's like others focused. Mm-hmm. So I think about everybody else but myself. I'm always last. And I'm in a leadership position. I run the Midwest region, running sales and operations for Jefferson Wells, which is a Manpower Group company and brand. And I authored this lovely book behind me, The NCG Factor, about networking, connecting, giving, back in July of 2019. And I'm a global speaker on my book. And you can see, yes, LinkedIn Larry, a name given to me many years ago. I don't pay for it. I hope LinkedIn won't charge me for it. But it seems
your
to work.
Your cease and desist letter is in the mail. Right?
Maybe happening now, Erin, but hopefully it will stay. Thank you.
So one of the things I want to point out that is so blaringly amazing to me, and it's a nuanced takeaway. You describe yourself, and I know it to be true, by the way, you're not just saying this. I know firsthand that it's true, as this giver, right? And you're in a top C-suite corporate position. And most people consider high level, I think too many people approach this, what I'm trying to say is, as if those two things were mutually exclusive. And I love proof positive that they go together.
No, I'm not C-suite. I think I am.
I think you are.
I'm leadership suite.
Works the same for me. But you get what I'm saying, right?
I do. Like, I do.
I think so many, now I do believe and I understand that many jobs in many situations feel inherently competitive. They really do. I get it, right? There's 100 people on the team, 5 get promoted, 1 get promoted. I get it. But I don't think you have to, and again, you're proof positive that you don't have to approach everything as competition, as scarcity. And it can all still work really well.
Yes, it can.
Yes, it can. So how did that come to you? How did you figure that out?
About the networking and being a connector, it wasn't on purpose. It was kind of an accident. So I think it was a meeting years ago with an attorney. So my friend Brenda Dunkinney, name may ring a bell. Ultimate connector. She said, you got to meet this guy, Brian, who's an attorney. And he just has a unique approach in how he fosters relationships. Just meet him. It's how he builds business for his firm. And I was in a very similar leadership role, the competing firm to what I do today. And I was pushing back because I thought, you know, attorneys you only meet when you get in trouble.
Right.
you need them to defend you. But I said, okay, I'll do it. And I met with him and a unique approach. The unique approach was at the end of the meeting, he said, Larry, this is great to meet you. I'm going to now introduce you. I'm going to, you know, after we meet, to two people you don't know. And, you know, that was a foreign concept to me, you know, many years ago. And I didn't think that way. I like, why would you do that? And he said, because it's going to expand your network of connections. You're going to build new relationships with people you don't know. And I said, that's intriguing. Now, it didn't immediately, convert me to be a super connector, but it did make me stop and think, when I meet with people, should I be introducing them to other people? And it finally started to sink in after I met those people and I started talking, and the two that he introduced me to, I started thinking that way. I'm not a, Aaron, I'm going to get you a two, or I'm going to get you a three or 10. I may get you a no one. And then 2 weeks later, I go, wait a minute, you got to know this guy, Steve or Josh, and I'll make that connection or introduction. But then, Brenda got me introduced to Brian. That kind of launched that thought process, and it slowly morphed into where I became a very strategic, thoughtful connector, gained to learn more about people, and then I could make the right introduction or introductions.
Yeah, mine was more because I left corporate and I mean, what I was doing in corporate was networking, but I didn't realize it, I guess, because in our field, in the long-term care insurance world, the company I was with was a big fish in that small pond. So we knew everybody. So it was very easy to know everybody, all of our friendly competitors, all of the insurance companies. So I didn't really see it as networking. And then when I started my own business, you go to the networking event. I think it was also an accident to hear you say it that way, where I realized as I was talking to somebody that I knew a person who could solve their problem. Like, as I'm just having a conversation, oh my God, I met so-and-so the other day. They were talking about the same thing. I bet they can help you. And then in a classic, like, Pavlov's dog situation, I got a lot of accolades and thank yous for that, right? I got positive reinforcement for having done that. And I think it just built from there, where you get the endorphins, right? I got the treat for doing the good job, right? And I'd start to carry on my comparison here. I'd start to get all excited every time I would meet new people about, ooh, who could I connect them to?
And then when you connect them and they say, oh, Aaron, mm-hmm. right? That's when the endorphins really go crazy, because you feel good, whether you've introduced someone and you helped their charity, or you got them into someone that, is just someone that, like, wow, this person thinks like I do. We talk alike, we think alike. This is the perfect introduction. Or, I do a lot of, matchmaking. So, and I get someone introduced, like, oh, wow. And, hey, we're together now. It's going on a year. Thank you. It's our year anniversary, and sending me a picture. That's fantastic. So I feel good about those things. That's the best part.
Yeah.
It's meeting new people. But when you hit it out of the park and they reach out, and I love getting those calls and those emails and those letters. And that's what I live for, to change people's lives. And
I had one. It's amazing, right? I had a situation where it took several conversations to figure this out, but I figured out a woman that I had known in a networking group and was very friendly with in that group was actually the sister of one of my mother's neighbors. So it took a while to put those pieces together, because I was not living anywhere near my mother at the time. And I was ended up able to get her daughter an internship with the company my ex-boyfriend was working at, which was a very difficult internship to land. I mean, but if you just start thinking, how can I be of service? Like, so many of us run around saying we want to help people. This is, to me, one of the easiest ways to help people. It's just right there available to you.
Well, and I know you have, like, a lot of, small business owners that listen. And, hey, we're so busy, we're working 50, 60 hour work weeks, but those relationships you foster, and it could be with your clients. And like you said, maybe you help out your client's child get an internship. Well, you now have a client for life. But if you do it authentically, and so I think the more that we learn about people, we ask more questions instead of trying to sell what we do. We learn about people's needs, and whether it's health, love, business or other, you know, that's how we can be helpful and become more authentic connectors that transform people's lives.
So you keep saying authentic. I 100% agree with you. If you come with, you know, I always say it's your underlying intentions are what will get you into trouble, right? Because if you say one thing, but your underlying, your come from energy is different, that incongruity, people just feel it. What are some of the mistakes people make? If you focus on the business, the small business side of this, what are some of the mistakes people make? Or even if you want to flip it, what are some of the things that people could be doing that they're not doing that would make a big difference for them? Because we keep hearing networking is the way to grow your business. But what does that even mean?
Well, I think, you know, if you're a small business owner, you're meeting with, let's say you happen to get introduced or you even made a cold call and you got the meeting with Aaron Marcus. You know, did you look up Aaron on LinkedIn? Did you happen to see who you share in common? Did you see anything interesting on her profile that you could reference in your meeting? And the more that you ask and learn about people up front and, you know, and don't go right for selling your business, you know,
you shouldn't send me a, you don't, you mean you're telling me don't send me a sales page in the LinkedIn DMs is not the way to go?
No, not at all. Right. You want to foster a connection relationship. You may not, I love when I meet with someone, they go, Larry, I don't even know what you do. We've met for an hour and a half.
I don't even
know. What do you even do? You know what? We'll talk about the next meeting if you want to. But based upon what I heard today, I want to do X, Y, and Z for you. And so that's why I came up with the quote, if you lead with yourself, you will leave with yourself.
Oh my God, that's awesome. If you lead with yourself, you will leave with yourself. On the flip side, I have a habit, I do it very intentionally. I ask everybody at the end of these conversations, once we're done recording, or even if I'm, you know, in other conversations, what else do you need? Who do you need? And I'm surprised at how many people tell me nothing. They're like, oh, I don't need anything. I'm 53 years old. I've never had a moment in my life where I haven't needed something, right? I've never had that situation. I don't think people are prepared to answer that question.
You know, it is difficult sometimes. That's why I say if you ask enough good questions, or maybe something that I heard from you about your family, or, hey, I saw in your profile you support a cause for autism, have an autistic child, or something I may hear. It's like, oh, you know, I know a charity that you should know about. And, you know, I know they're looking for board members. You serve on a board. Oh, wow, great. And so someone in my book, it happened that way. And so she joined the board of this autistic, you know, charity. Nice. And so if you ask good questions, sometimes you don't need to say what you said, which I love, but you can go right to, hey, you said earlier, mm-hmm. would you mind if I did this for you? Wow. And sometimes when people ask me, you know, the way that you can help me, Aaron, when I need to help someone else, I may come to you, or you may be connected to someone I'm trying to help to get a job. And you know, that head of HR, that business owner, can I come to you for that? And you're like, yes.
Yeah.
That's how you'll help me. But I may come to you. But typically it's not for me. It's usually for other people, not myself.
I think that's huge. I think if you don't have a specific ask, or if, to your point, I haven't figured out what to even offer necessarily, just to say that you are willing to be of service, you are willing to help in some way. And it's not, I think I try to not judge about it because it is the natural way that my brain works to put pieces together. Everything to me is a puzzle to put pieces together. I can't help it, right? But to be open to it. I think people are worried that someone's going to ask something of them that they don't want to do, or something's going to take a lot of their time. And it really isn't. It really isn't. It's not hard.
Let's take a quick break.
Intentional lead generation is the missing piece in most business owners' growth strategy. It's the bridge that moves people from experiencing your marketing and into actual sales conversations with you. If you want to learn how to bridge this gap in your business, join us on May 16th for the Lead Gen Masterclass. and learn how to work smarter, not harder, to grow your business. You can register at conqueryourbusiness.com. We've made it easy for you. Just look for the pop-up.
No, it's not. You know, it takes time and energy to become a connector and a giver and help other people. But if you want to grow your business, if you want to grow and enrich your life, if you're others focused, it comes back around and it really changes just your perspective on everything you do. And so I feel great every week knowing I'm going to do something for somebody else. And it just, it's a great thing. And it could be for your staff. It could be, you know, someone on my staff asked me to help, you know, someone he was talking to who has a sick child, you know, to get a specialist and came to me. You know, I'm not in healthcare, you know, so, but I love doing that. So I think we both look at that as a challenge. Like I like to say, challenge me. What do you need?
Yeah.
Or what does someone in your world need? But you could also, hey, can I do anything for you? How can I help you? Nothing. Okay. Well, then what I tell people is, Aaron, now think of me as being indispensable to you. And it could be to you and to others in your world. So you're a small business owner. Maybe you have a client that has a need or you don't know where to go. It could be a personal need. It could be a business need and you don't know where to go. I have people come to me, Larry, so-and-so needs a person that does this in HR. Here's three people. Someone said, hey, Larry, I need a recruiter that does something in the food industry like this. I've got someone. Come up and give me something like really challenging that like I have to reach for the stars to get to. And then you go, oh my God, how did you do that? And I remember I was talking to someone who was a controller in a medical device company in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And he, you know, he and I are having a great conversation. And I pulled this on him. Challenge me, because I'd love to help you. He goes, well, I need a firm that does something with the FDA and does this, this, and this. It's like a consulting firm. And I had no idea what he was talking about, but I took notes. And within 24 hours, I had three firms that did what he wanted to get done. And guess what? One of the firms was in Kenosha. Now that was pretty good. He was blown away. So he flew me out a couple of years later to speak in Sarasota to his global team. So, you know, you never know.
You never know.
You know, but I love challenging people.
Well, and I love how, you know, I was going to ask you, so how did you go from getting introduced to this concept to making it such an integral part of your life? But clearly, you know, you take it a step further than I do. I get the endorphins of making the connection, and you also like that. But then you also get throw the challenge out there. Find, you know, give me the person you're looking for. That's kind of like a Where's Waldo type of situation.
Well, but if we all think of trying to be indispensable to our clients, to our families,
yeah,
then they think of us besides just what we do in our business. And then we have continued contact and we deepen our relationships. So yeah. I just think that, you know, for me, that was a great, you know, concept, right? Become this connector giver. The book came into play because I want to put it to paper and I want to impact, because the book is, you know, from college to retirement. And, you know, in college, I wasn't thinking about networking, you know, having a coffee with my professor, you know, and retirement was, I actually added retirement because I met someone at an engagement of mine in Wisconsin, and there were over 100 executives that were in a finance and accounting capacity. And this executive was there first and said, you know, hi, so tell me, where are you a CFO at? And she said, I'm not, I'm retired. So what are you doing here? So that I want to learn how to use, you know, tools like LinkedIn to become a connector. Because, you know, as we get older too, well, we have children, they have children, right? We have grandkids and they actually grow up and they may go to school and they may need a job. And boy, you know, grandpa or grandma could help out. Never thought of that. Great. You know, I don't want to be called grandpa, but you know, that old guy with the bloodline, he's very connected. You know, can he help make an intro? Yes. And so I love it. Sometimes I help people and they'll be like, hey, they got to do it themselves. I'm like, well, if I have that network of relationships, let me help them, because, you know, not a lot of people helped me early on and I could have used it.
Well, right. And you know, it's not like you're doing it for them. They still, it's opening doors. It's not guaranteeing anything.
That's right.
And this is all, you know, you've used LinkedIn and it's the way I've used podcasting. Most of last year, my primary source of networking was trading podcast platforms. I would be on their show. They would be on my show. And it's my world in 1 year became massively international. Just from doing that.
That's awesome.
And it's unbelievable who I've gotten to meet and help and interact with, and they've helped me. And it is one thing I love about, you know, the modern world, the way we do things now, that's just crazy. It's just crazy even a few years ago to think that not only is it possible, but it's the norm.
I love it.
Yeah, to be close friends and have clients all over the world and never having to leave, never having to put on actual pants, right?
Well, we're some pants.
We're some pants, especially now here, right? It's freezing.
Yes.
So what's next for you? Where do you take this? I get this feeling from you that like, this is a journey for you, not just a thing you do.
Well, you know, I love spreading the word. I spread it within my profession with the people that we deal with, the executives. I do it with the...
How is it received? I'm curious. How is it received?
It's received well, because what I speak on is more developmental, right? That those soft skills versus, you know, I'm in kind of an accounting, finance, risk and compliance world, but, you know, I can't talk at a technical level. But all those folks in that space need to refine and sharpen their skills and how they interact with their peer group. If they're in leadership, you know, I've done a lot of emerging leader programs and, you know, but I've done down to interns, you know, and so I think it's really applicable, but people need those soft skills, how to build internal relationships at your company, external. And, you know, it's just a different way to network. And because we're virtual more so than not, you could do more of this. And then when you add LinkedIn, it yeah. becomes, you know, a great way to really interact with people and walk in knowing more about your prospect, or actually someone that works for you, that you go, wait, you're an Ironman, you're a triathlete, you're yeah. a rock climber, you're an eighth degree black belt. Oh my God, tell me more. And, you know, one I saw was a crop duster. I'm like, wait, tell me about crop dusting. What? But you look at people's profiles, you find the weirdest things and the most interesting things. And then, you know, how do you know these people? And you see people in common and you're like, how do you know this person? Well, that's my client. Well, that's my brother-in-law. Wow.
I love that. My old assistant used to laugh and say, I'm only, you know, you hear, what is that? 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. I'm like two people away from everybody. And I was... So I live in Chicago. I was at a meeting in San Antonio where I met a man who lives in Philadelphia. And so we were both at this meeting in San Antonio. And I don't know how I think I had a barbell t-shirt on. And he asked me if I work out. And we had this whole conversation about my background in powerlifting, et cetera, et cetera. And he starts telling me about his sister who still lives in Ireland, who's on the international powerlifting team for Ireland. And I said, oh, really? Because my father is a judge for the International Powerlifting Federation. And I went on Facebook and found a picture of my dad and his sister in another country. They were both like in France at the time. Like crazy.
It's crazy. It is crazy.
How, you know, it even happened with you. I was talking to somebody last week and I don't even know how your name came up. And I'm like, oh yeah, I know Larry. I'm talking to him next week. So you shoot somebody a message and say, hey, your name came up. It's just a feel good section, you know, a second. No, hey, people great. Are thinking about you.
Well, I think the commonality of things you like, your interests. And so I show a lot of folks that are in college and actually mid and later career, like on LinkedIn, how you could find, you know, power lifters who went to your university, right, who live in Chicago, right? It's probably a very small group.
It's probably like three of us, right?
Especially but then you go, okay, globally, who are those folks? And these would be people I'd like to connect to. And so I help people understand how you could filter LinkedIn where you have commonality and broaden your network too with people who are like-minded. And so it's really powerful, but I love those stories.
It's hysterical. Like, and it's working at the intersection where you have an activity that feels good and helps you, helps them. And then if you throw intention behind it and do it not just randomly, but as you're describing, with intention and parameters, it just becomes even more powerful.
Totally.
Nice. So if people want to continue this conversation with you, get a copy of your book, how do they get a hold of you? I'm assuming LinkedIn is one of the ways they can find you.
You can probably find me on LinkedIn in Chicago, Larry Kaufman, all caps, K-A-U-F-M-A-N. Kaufman-Larry.com is a website with some of the things I speak about. Of course, Amazon, .com to find the NCG factor. And LinkedIn, like you said, that's where I'm at. That's where I spend a lot of my time. I push out a lot of thought leadership. I'm very, very focused into helping people understand some job search strategies. And so you'll see a lot of content that I post and in my featured section and nice. Wonderful podcasts like this one, Aaron.
We will get that out there as well. Thank you for spending time with me and your insights in this. I love the approach. That it's not just for the single end of getting a client, that this can be so much bigger than that. It's definitely a lot more fulfilling than just that. So thank you for reinforcing that and then adding your approach to it.
Thank you, Aaron. I wish you a wonderful day and continued success with your business and podcast.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Ready Yet podcast. I truly enjoy bringing these stories of success and inspiration to you. Please join us in our mission to empower entrepreneurs to be in charge of their businesses and in charge of their lives by sharing this with anyone you know who would benefit from our tactical and motivating advice, leaving us a review, and letting us know if there are any particular topics you would really appreciate hearing about. See you next time.